from the Director, Department of Transportation and Public Works and the Airport Director requesting authorization to create Section 4.33 sub 3 and amend Section 4.05.04 sub 2 sub A of the Milwaukee County Code of General Ordinances to establish an off-airport parking operator privilege fee at General Mitchell International Airport.
Mr. Bateman, is Mr. Moore here too?
Yes, sir, he is.
Mr. Moore? Mr. Moore, you don't have to be up there in the house by yourself. Bring him up here. Where? Oh, there he is.
This is John Moore, our Director of Landside Operations. Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, the off-airport parking lots currently pay a shuttle fee of $500 per vehicle. And all tenants of the airport pay a appropriate fee, rate of charge, or landing fee or rent to use the county-owned assets. And these two groups, the courtesy vehicles and the off-air parking lots, are not paying an appropriate fee to generate revenue from the airport. And in the case of the off-air parking lots, it's substantial, the amount of revenue they generate from the airport. And as typical from other airports across the country, a more significant fee is charged. And we have not done that yet. And that's what this whole ordinance is going to do. No one likes new fees attached. I mean, that's no surprise there that this is going to receive opposition. But we are required, by county ordinances to that everybody uses the airport pays a fee of some sort to make it self-supporting. And in this case, the fees that they're paying are very, very little compared to the revenues that are generated. And the only reason that they're there and exist is because of the airport, because the county built the airport there and has invested hundreds of millions of dollars into it. And the users, all of them, are to pay a appropriate fee for the benefit of profiting from it. These are for-profit businesses. In the report, we have shown to you what other airports are collecting across the country. And they range from percents of gross to annual permit fees and trip fees and show fees. In the report, there's some tables that more graphically display to you that the off-airport percent of gross is the more popular form because it's the easiest to administer. They also charge trip fees, annual show fees, and fees per space. The percents of gross, the 13 charge 10%, 8 charge in the 8 to 9% range, 7, 6 to 7, and then the 6 is 1 to 5. So, and those are displayed in tabular form for you also. it's notable that for over a decade, the county also has established an off-airport rent-a-car fee and an off-airport catering fee. So this concept is well established. It's notable to me that the city of Oak Creek is considering charging a fee to a very large off-airport parking lot that might be built at College and Howe. So city of Oak Creek, recognizing this huge revenue generator, for a limited amount of investment, asphalt on ground in an administration building, they're thinking about establishing a fee for their city treasury. And yet it's unrelated to the fact that the money that's being generated is from airport passengers. So this proposal from the airport, of course, is to reap some of the reward that's coming from the airport asset by establishing a percent gross fee. As was stated, we did meet with the operators on February 3rd to go over the ordinance with them. It was not embraced. In fact, they told us that I proposed that we have some middle-of-the-road conversations, but none were forthcoming. And they said they were just going to oppose it without any talk of options. So that's where we stand. You could answer
that. Mr. Moore?
No, that's it, basically.
You have no more to add into this?
No, I don't.
All right, so about Harris.
I am just trying to get some clarity here because I was wondering, okay, I hear gross, and to my understanding that's an annual 8% fee, but then I'm reading here where it says the percentage privilege fee, and maybe I'm confusing it, but it says here the percentage privilege fee is to increase by 0.5% each calendar year thereafter and would maximize at and not exceed 10% in 2015 payable monthly as defined in DII below. So I guess I'm a little confused as to, is it going to be an annual 8% charge or is it going to be monthly? And I guess just can you clarify what that means and what we're talking about?
Airports have based this on a gross revenue rather than net, because when you do it net, the books can be maneuvered to show what the net income or the profit would be. So so they based it on gross, and this would be 8% annual gross, growing by 0.5%. But typically, they're billed monthly.
Okay. Thank you, Jim.
Any other questions? So, Bukowski?
Okay, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I apologize for being a little confused before, but the two are kind of similar. The question that I did have before was that, so on our parking, or is that remaining the same? That's what I didn't understand. So the parking that we own, that will remain the same, but the other people will get the fees?
That's correct.
Okay. And then the other question I have is, as we're kind of sifting through this and listening to the public input, is it extremely detrimental if we do wait a month? Because I would like to say that I am sensitive to the fact that that there is unfortunately not a representative right now. I know that there's, you know, parts of the people, that, I mean, I guess Paul Cesars has a part of the airport and other people, but, you know, District 14 has about 80% of what will be the airport and the surrounding business park area. So if it's not, you know, totally detrimental to wait at least one more cycle so that that person can get in and talk, I just think it'd be a courtesy that I would like if I was perhaps running in that seat, and for the people that are looking for representation. So, I mean, I'd like to have an answer to that, and then I'll respond, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Bateman, the question is, will this hurt a delay of 1 month to a representative be in that district? Another representative, because there's many.
It's really at the pleasure of the committee. I mean, the airport staff's recommendation remains intact, and we certainly would like to see it enacted, but the board can do as they choose. The fact of the matter is these are all for-profit businesses that are generating millions of dollars off of the revenue off of the airport, and really the amount of fees we get back from our spit compared to what other vendors the airport pay. And so we stand behind our recommendation, but certainly if you want to take a one cycle delay, it's not going to be a killer.
Then also, Mr. Chairman, on the other item where you were willing to delay, I'm not saying that it should be a year, but does that same logic that affected those types of agreements apply to the parking?
It does not.
There's not really a negotiated contract. I didn't think so. I just wanted to check. Well, I'd like to move for layover for one cycle, Mr. Chairman.
Okay.
And excuse me, I'm sorry. And then also, since we're getting the Corporation Council opinion on the other item, it just might be better to kind of take everything up the next time, so I'll move for layover.
This is also going to Corp Council for any opinions?
Supervisor Perkowski perhaps can help me, since this is the acting attorney on that one.
Oh, don't.
Or
I'm just going to make that more.
Can I yield to you so that you
can, of course,
Mr. Chairman?
No.
Go ahead.
Okay, I have some remarks before.
Go ahead.
All right.
Senator McCoskey, you have the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. First of all, Mr. Bateman, profit is not a bad thing. I also wanted to react to the comment about Oak Creek taking advantage of this situation. And when I first read that and trying in my own mind to be consistent, I applaud them because they recognize there's a chance for additional revenue. But what makes them different versus everybody else is the fact that when the game is started, everybody knows the rules. All of these other people have been there. And so one could say that we were asleep at the switch with the people that are already on Howell. So that's why I can make a distinction between the two. Mr. Chairman, and if my colleague Supervisor Dmitrievich would allow me to make the motion, and I also recognize that we still have a lot of speakers, and I want to be sensitive to them. I will just say that I am going to make the same motion that I did for number 15. If you'd like for me to read into the record the legal questions that I have per Attorney Markovitz, I am going to make the exact same motion that I did in 15, and hopefully Supervisor Dmitrievich, if that's okay with you then.
Yes.
And but I would also say, Mr. Chairman, that I don't necessarily want to stifle any kind of conversation that other speakers want to present.
Okay, we do have a motion. We're referred to Corp Counsel with the same questions. If there's any additional questions that this might pertain to item 21, that should be going also to Corp Counsel. All right. Thank you, gentlemen.
If I may say, it would be helpful in rendering my legal opinion to hear the other speakers so that I can render an opinion that encompasses all of the potential objections.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we don't have the speakers come forward.
Thank you very much.
Oh, no, we're not going to. We're not the state. We do have public hearing here. Oh, I'm sorry. Watch it. Excuse me, Mr. Bateman, Mr. Boyd. Thank you. Have a seat. Will you please call those officials again?
Stephen Horwitz.
Howitz.
Good morning, committee. Good morning, supervisors. Thank you for the opportunity to be heard. My name is Stephen Howitz. I'm an attorney with the firm Glowyuk Limited. I'm here as a consumer, and I also represent Economy Airport Parking, which is one of the off-site parking facilities. I'd like to agree with the comments previously made by Tom Rave and Attorney Markovitz. We have the same concerns legally speaking. There is 2007 Wisconsin Supreme Court precedent that goes against the proposed ordinance changes in Item 21 and in Issue 15, which was previously covered. As a consumer, I have concerns about the costs that would be passed on to consumers from these ordinance changes. Basically, they're either going to be passed to the consumer or to the parking facilities themselves, and I'd like to share the story of Economy Parking in a quick brief down. Basically, they've been in business for over 10 years and only accomplished full occupancy of their lot four times within those 10 years. The problem with these costs is that it's an extra expense that they can't afford. They would potentially be put out of business. There's the possibility of losing 18 jobs in Milwaukee County, not to mention another off-site parking facility, which removes options for consumers and choice and cost and effectiveness. I think there's easier alternatives if the problem is congestion or revenue. You can reroute traffic flow or different parking maneuvers. Basically, I would ask that the committee defer on this until Corp Counsel's had a chance to review it and also until after the election so that we know there's a county supervisor and executive to hear our concerns. I thank the committee.
Do you have, since you are attorney, do you have any legal questions that our Corp Counsel would like to have?
They were covered by Attorney Markovitz very succinctly. I agree with everything he said. I don't have a copy of his memo, but the statements he made were exactly what I was going to make. I'm not going to rehash into which. I don't want to waste more time than we have to. But the Supreme Court precedent was my main concern, and also the access to the parking for free, and is this a fee structure that's constitutionally sound? But I agree with his sentiments wholeheartedly.
Okay.
Thank you.
Mark Johnson.
Good morning. Thank you for the opportunity. Mark Johnson. I'm a Vice President, General Manager of the Best Western at the airport and Super 8. Also sit on the Board of Directors for the Gateway Association, and as well as the Greater Milwaukee Hotel and Lodging Association. I'm speaking today in opposition to this. I feel it's unfair competition with the private and public sector. It's not an even playing field. With the economy lot at $5 versus the private sector having to compete with that, now having to pay a proposed increase on the gross. Also, some of the hotels do have off-site parking as well, so it would be a double dip on them that they charge for the parking as well as offering a complimentary to their hotel guests. I would ask that you would reconsider putting this off. I appreciate the opportunity.
Thank you.
Jim Mikolajczyk.
Thank you.
That's good.
Good morning, everyone, and thank you for hearing me.
That is a Polish name.
My name is Jim Mikolajczyk, General Manager at the Clarion Hotel by the airport, right across the street, where 5311 or 5300. The hotel occupancies aren't following the great job Mr. Bateman's done with growing that airport. As you have heard, airport's doing wonderful. Occupancies of the airport hotels as well as Milwaukee hotels are not following. And I'll hand this to the supervisor. Hotels, it's hard to make a buck. Yes, there's new hotels growing there, and the hotels have that growth because you have companies called PKF, they're consultants. They go and say, look at this airport, look what's going on, it's growing, build your hotels to the man with the deep pockets. PKF gets their fees and they're gone. Those hotels are not, as you can see, doing as you might think they are. Example fact, Bob Deere bought the Best Western approximately 4 years ago out of bankruptcy. Fact, the Wyndham Hotel was up for auction a few months ago. That's right down the road on Howell Avenue. All public knowledge. The hotels aren't making all these millions and millions of dollars. They're not. I do not have my occupancies in front of you. They're included with the airports. We are running 28% under what you see the airport doing. There's 3,063 Super Saver spots at the airport. I have 600 spots. The other parking areas have parking spots. All the hotels do a park and fly program. And we're trying to make ends meet. Being double-dipped, if both these ordinances go through, I would not be able to employ the people I do. I would not be able to give the service that we want to be a partner with Mr. Bateman with the airport and grow. We want the service to be there for everyone who comes into Milwaukee. Now, a big task for the airport was to get those Illinois people up here. Guess what, folks? We're doing that. I personally have walked to the parking lots, not the Super Saver ones, the ones at the airport. Illinois plate after Illinois plate. That's great. We're growing. We're here to grow Milwaukee. We're not here to tax the individual businesses. We just absolutely couldn't afford it. Can I go and buy another bus for $47,000 with this kind of a fee? Absolutely not. Do I have to let my vehicles deteriorate so we're not a shining star for Milwaukee as a whole? Now, we want to keep that going on. Yes, Mr. Bateman says other airports, all the other ones have these fees. What are the taxes from Milwaukee compared to these other airports? I have a solution, real easy one that can start tomorrow for our airport to grow revenue. to grow, I'm seeing approximately $1.5 million. If, in fact, the airport super saver, which is $5, is 70% occupied, if you raise that to $7, that's over $1.5 million. We don't have businesses. We don't have our customers. Our people in the area keep their jobs, maybe even grow some jobs if our airport keeps growing. Yeah, number 35, let's get to 25 by next year. But let's do it together as a team. Let's not say, you know, Mr. Parking Lot, you're making all this money. Guess what? We're not making all this money. I have a debt service. I have bills to pay, and it's tough every month. Do I wish I was making millions of dollars? Absolutely. I've been at the Clarion 16 years. I've been in this business over 30 years. I started when I was 5.
Okay. On that note, your time is almost up.
We need to grow together. We need to grow Milwaukee. We don't need to tax private individuals, businesses, and put us out of business. I thank you for your time. Any questions?
No. Thank you.
Thank you.
Evan Zeppels.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'll be brief again. I hope one of the things that comes out of today is the opportunity to talk with Mr. Bateman about this whole effort. We really haven't had dialogue on it, and if the committee could encourage that, we'd appreciate it. I was frankly a little surprised to hear, going back to Mr. Borkowski's comments, what I really thought were some anti-business, anti-capital comments. We don't mind competition in the public sector and the private sector, but it should be by the same rules. And just whacking a tax on us is certainly going to be a competitive advantage. So if the county wants to provide a service, which is good, it should do so on the same competitive basis that the private sector does. In terms of us not paying taxes, I would encourage Mr. Bateman to perhaps do some additional research on our property taxes and our real estate taxes and see the millions of dollars that we've paid to the county over the years. I guess I'm a little surprised by that we're not paying the fair share and kind of making us the whipping dog here. So I would encourage the committee to take a look at it from that point. And lastly, I did submit a letter that the Metropolitan Milwaukee Association of Chamber of Commerce has submitted. And while they may not always agree with a lot of the policies that the two have, they do raise a good point about the economic impact of this overall in terms of the county and its growing role with the airport. So I'd ask you to take a look at those things as you consider this item, and if you do have questions, I'm happy to try to respond to them.
Okay, thank you.
Tom Ray.
Thank you, and good morning again. Just a couple of comments regarding the privilege fee. And again, we really do understand that the airport needs to grow its revenue sources. Because the nature of what we're doing with the Aerotropolis Corporation and some of the participants are aware of what is going on around the country, this is a common trend. I would say that the imposition of a privilege fee of 8% of the gross revenues would have a direct impact on the bottom line of the parking operators. And these parking operators are already taxpayers, and has been mentioned, to a number of governmental entities in the area, including the county. And just maybe for awareness, for a comparison basis, if the airport were to be assessed a fee of 8% of its gross revenues, which is essentially what the privilege fee is, in 2010, that would have resulted in a $6.9 million reduction, not only in the revenues, because they'd have to pay a fee somewhere, but their operating cash flow would have been less than what was necessary to service the debt. So, I mean, this is the kind of an impact that an imposition of a fee like that can have on a business. So, of course, the airport would look to raise fees elsewhere, which is a normal thing, but there's no doubt a significant financial impact would be noticeable. So that's a similar type of impact being put on the parking lot businesses. And I guess I would just repeat our request as related to the hotel vans, that we really would like to just have the committee defer on this, let a number of conversations take place, because we do believe there are some reasonable alternatives to deal with a lot of these issues. But we would like to have a good participation, so as I said, everybody can benefit. The airport would be able to benefit in getting more revenues. We can deal with the, at least talk about some alternatives to the congestion issues, talk about pricing issues, which can impact everybody, and maybe allow for payment of some fees, maybe not quite the same percentage, but the bottom line will be that the airport will be better off, and you'll have businesses that won't be harmed so severely. So that's what we're asking the committee to consider. Thank you.
Thank you.
Barbara Sundquist.
Hi, Mr. Council and supervisors. Again, you know, this would just affect my job. It would affect, you know, our employees that work there. It would affect our customers. Our customers' rates would go up. So it would have a huge impact if something like this were to happen. So thanks and consider your time.
Manuel Chavez.
Thank you again. I'll make this brief. Specifically to item 21, the 8% and then increasing to 10% tax on our gross fees. I mean, it's a, I guess, to begin with, I take exception to the director's comment that we don't pay our fair share. As was pointed out by numerous other people, we generate a heck of a lot of sales tax, not to mention the literally millions of dollars in real estate taxes we have paid to the county over the years. The second point I'd like to make quickly is that this is a particularly interesting part of, you know, if you look at 15 and 21, 21 is particularly interesting because out of all of these, this is the one where the airport is in direct competition with us. So the airport charges us a fee. It causes us to raise rates or to reduce service. Either way, it makes the airport's parking more competitive on an unlevel playing field. And I was kind of laughing to myself on the way out here. I flew into town this morning, and I was driving downtown from the airport, and I see a big billboard advertising, Airport Super Saver Lot, $5. Cheapest lot in the market, Super Saver Lot. And what occurred to me was, if you start taxing our gross revenues, not only will the airport still be advertising this $5 lot that's even it's cheaper by a bigger margin than it is today, but the taxes that I'm paying to the airport is going to be paying for that advertisement. So I respectfully ask you to consider laying this off, and really what I'd like is an opportunity to sit down with the director and talk about what the real issues are and what real solutions are to the issues, not what other people are doing or not what some consultant said. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah. Alan Markovitz.
Thank you. Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, I'm not going to repeat anything that's gone before. I appreciate the clear and fair reading of the memo that I submitted by Supervisor Borkowski. Thank you. All I want to do is talk a little bit about 21. And I particularly want to pose a number of issues, which my colleague will have an opportunity to respond to in due course. And I do want to indicate that I support the motion that's pending before the committee, because I think that's the appropriate step to take at this time. But I do want to clear up to actually get the nomenclature correct here. This so-called privilege fee is, in fact, a new tax. There is no way to obscure the reality of it. Not only is it a new tax, it's an exorbitant tax to boot. The private property owner who we represent currently pays more than $200,000 a year in property taxes, currently pays the state of Wisconsin state income taxes, and currently collects and remits sales taxes. Now he's being asked to pay another tax, and I want you to understand the magnitude of this. The amount of tax that the airport is asking him to pay is larger than his property taxes, more than he pays in state income taxes, as I remind you that the state only charges on net income, not on gross receipts, and more than the sales taxes that he remits on an annual basis. In return, he is able to try to continue in business, receiving nothing in return. Now, why do we call this a tax? There are two Wisconsin Supreme Court decisions, one from a few years ago and one from a little longer ago, and also the federal court for the Seventh Circuit, which includes Wisconsin, have pointed out that no matter how government twists and turns in what it chooses to call something, you don't look at the form, you look at the substance. And if this is exactly what it's been portrayed to be here, which is an attempt to raise revenue, not something to defray the cost of dealing with a so-called congestion problem at the airport, it is a tax. In this state, again, making a distinction between our state and other jurisdictions which have their own rules, in this state, local government can't impose a tax that's not authorized by the legislature. I have searched the statute book. There is nothing in the Wisconsin statutes which gives any local government, including Milwaukee County, the power to impose a new tax. The tax structure is set up by state law and implemented by local government. During the time that this matter is hopefully under further review and further study, I again reiterate the invitation which we extended to the Corporation Counsel's office to meet at the legal level and talk about some of these legal issues, while the business people have an opportunity to meet with the airport staff and discuss this from a business standpoint. The idea of having something like this coincidentally submitted at a time when we are between county executives and when there's no supervisor for the district has raised suspicions in the business community as to the choice of timing to bring this matter forward. All of that can be allayed. All of the legal issues can be discussed. All of the business issues can be discussed if you take the action that is now pending before the committee. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Well, first of all, you can argue what's a tax, what's a fee, and all that kind of, all you want. But I tell you, there's nothing nefarious about our airport and the way we operate it. There has been many discussions for a long time on congestion, on transportation, how this functions. If the outcomes of the November election would have been different, you would have a supervisor of the 14th district. So, you know, I would just take exception to those kind of comments to say that we're trying to do something, or the airport, which I see as one of the best run airports in the country, to say that we're trying to do something underhandedly, because we're not. And in fact, as what was experienced on item 15, that this committee is very open to transparency and getting all the information before we make a decision. And this is just the process. Elections, as they like to say, have consequences. We are very lucky today in the state of Wisconsin that Supervisor Larson was elected to the state Senate, because even more damage may have been done to the state had he not been elected to the state Senate. So I just wanted, you know, to say that, and, you know,
that you know you can't say anything disparaging about the honor of the people that work for Milwaukee County or that operate our airport. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Court counsel, will you please put in your written notation a fee versus a tax?
Absolutely.
Because
I wouldn't think of leaving it out.
I just want to make sure you have that because it's amazing now. We've been hit with a lot of fees, but nobody ever talked about it. It's tax now, but now a fee is a tax. So I want to make sure we understand. Are we taxing people when we do a number of different things, or is a fee is a tax completely? So we can move on.
I realize that that issue may be a moving target in today's current climate that will certainly address it.
So make sure you hit the bullseye then.
I will try.
All right, we see then. Next person.
Alan Feckler.
Thank you again, and I'll be very, very brief. This privilege fee atop the fee in item number 15, again, will have a detrimental effect on our operation, our service, our customers, and my employees. And I beg to consider tabling this and talking about it. Thank you.
Thank you. Next person.
Dan Michalecki.
Hello again. I'm Dan Michalecki, still Bohemian.
Oh, well, we that already.
Trying to get an extra minute.
If this is indeed all about revenue for the airport, you certainly have the right to increase your rates on parking. As you're well aware of, you already dominate the parking by the airport in sheer volume. You also have the luxury of your own preferential exit ramp right off the airport spur into your airport remote Super Savers. I mean, you've made it very easy for airport customers to use your parking facilities. People are creatures of habits. Once they start parking at a specific place, regardless of the rates, they continue to park there. So what I'm asking of you is to strongly consider raising your rates, and even if your customers were to be upset and consider their other options, which we would welcome them, we have limited space with the company that I represent. We are a small sliver of the pie when it comes to airport parking. So even if some of your customers were to consider other options when it comes to you raising your rates, we would quickly fill up and have to send them all right back to you because we are limited in our space. So let me make that very clear. We can only accommodate so many people. And if you raise your rates, they would, obviously have to end up parking with you because our lot would quickly fill. So that is just a thought to put out there as a source of revenue for the airport.
Thanks.
I'm not going to touch that one right there. Okay, anyone else? We do have a motion on the floor, Madam Clerk. Mr. Bateman, do you have any comments before we make this motion?
In response to some of the comments I heard, the room occupancy rate is really a function of there's been a buildup of rooms. And Jim Michalecki is absolutely right. I mean, these consultants come in and they say, oh, go ahead and you've got enough occupancy between the airport and the highway to build more hotels. But really, there's been a big increase in the number of rooms at the airport environment, which has really driven those rates down. And that's a business risk that they take, and we can't be a part of that discussion. But the ultimate irony in what's being talked about here is the airport is the price leader in terms of airport parking. And if and when we raise the rates, those off-airport parking lots are going to follow suit. And so you're giving them a gift, if you will, of hundreds of thousands of dollars by that action. But don't you see you're getting nothing in return for that gift? It's because the shuttle fees are the shuttle fees. So That's the concept here. You know, so we went to $6, $7, $8 to that rising tide would raise all the ships up, and but the airport would not be receiving any revenue from that increase, even though we are the generators of those passengers.
Okay, Mr. Bailey, I think we have talked about this. I think the public had an opportunity to be heard. Madam Clerk, will you please call the roll on referral to court counsel? Pardon?
With a written report.
With a written report.
Similar to 15.
And the questions are similar to 15, but we added about taxes, and he will be looking for the moving target.
Weishaar.
Aye.
Borkowski.
Aye.
Dmitrievich.
Aye.
Thomas.
Aye.
Harris.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
6 ayes, 0 noes. Okay. The motion is approved to refer to court counsel for a written report.
Okay. And the questions, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Madam Clerk, item number 20.